Business distress. My next guest, Lucinda Rudy, Director of Dispute Resolution at the corporate and commercial law firm Cliffdecker Hoffmeyer, says all of this highlights the dangers of exiting business rescue while the business is still in trouble. And she joins me on the program tonight. Lucinda, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Let's keep the conversation general if we can. I don't want to just focus on Ster-Kinekor, but what specific factors then can lead to a company going into financial distress after exiting business rescue, where one imagines everything has been fixed up in that process, if you understand what I'm saying?
I do. Evening, Jeremy. Thank you for having me. I think one needs to start with looking at exactly what is the purpose of business rescue. And we know that business rescue is this procedure that was introduced by the Companies Act with the sole purpose at aiming to facilitate the rehabilitation of financially distressed companies. And in order to reach that goal, the Companies Act has built in certain protections for companies under financial distress, and the two most important ones being the general moratorium on litigation. So that means the creditors cannot, without the leave of the court or the consent of the BRP, institute legal proceedings against the company in business rescue. And also, the business rescue practitioner has got the right to suspend certain contractual obligations of a company. So while a company is business rescue, it has all of these protection. Now it comes, it's now successfully restored to solvency, but now it comes out of business rescue and that protection falls away completely. And it is now all of a sudden faced again with the economic downturn, constant load shedding, political uncertainty, and it may not, after business rescue ends, have the capital investment to grow. It only has enough to pay its operating expenses and its creditors. Mm-hmm. And that is the danger of companies coming out of business rescue in those circumstances.
Lucinda, this says two things to me. One is that companies come out of business rescue too early, perhaps with a false optimism that they can now float on their own, so to speak. And second of all, when they're in business rescue, it also suggests to me that proper forward planning hasn't been done.
I cannot agree more. There's always this fight, internal fight and fine line between false optimism and realism. After a company comes out of business rescue, no board who's just been through the process wants to admit again that the company is under financial distress. And one must keep in mind what the Companies Act says about business rescue. The whole process is supposed to happen within a 4 month, 3 to 4 month period. Now, you can just imagine the cinema chain that you mentioned. There's no way that a company of that size can be rescued in a 4 month period. But time is always of the essence. And what a business rescue practitioner is faced with the moment the company is placed under business rescue is immediate need for funding. So what it does, it goes to the banks, it goes to private equity companies, and it seeks and gets post-commencement finance. But post-commencement finance is only there to help and assist with the immediate needs of the company, to put money in the pocket of the business rescue practitioner in order to pay salaries, to pay electricity, to pay rates, to pay the landlords. It's not a long-term thing, but the business rescue practitioner must, when he or she prepares the business rescue plan, do some forward forecasting, and hopefully there will be some money left over. But unfortunately, your business rescue or your company coming out of business rescue sometimes only have sufficient working capital to pay day-to-day expenses and not invest in long-term growth.
Or there has been poor prioritization of those immediate needs.
Of course, because all of a sudden they are faced with, they're no longer in this bubble. The company is given back to the board of directors, and you have creditors that all have taken some sort of haircut in terms of the business rescue plan that must obviously still be a little bit apprehensive in now doing business with this company. And one way of getting or minimizing this risk is, as part of the business rescue plan, you find a long-term investor that buys equity as part of the turnaround plan implemented by the business rescue practitioner. Then at least you've got a investor in the business that is invested post-rescue that has skin in the game to make this business work in the long term.
Providing, of course, that business is attractive, and often, given that it's coming out of business rescue, that investor might see opportunity elsewhere.
Without a doubt. So this is unfortunately one of those circumstances where it will depend from company to company. But if it is an attractive business, that may just have been mismanaged, not in a malicious manner, but there's huge potential and it's attractive business, and you can attract a good investor, that business can be turned around and be successful on the long term.
Right. I mean, and the flip side is there obviously, you know, it could be a good discount for that investor. So, you know, there's the upside. So what key strategies then should companies be implementing to safeguard against recurring financial distress post-business rescue? Is there a checklist that would inform perhaps those immediate needs that you referenced?
Most importantly is to learn from past mistakes. I mean, one of the biggest issues and one of the biggest requirements for a good turnaround plan is to manage your costs better. So hopefully your directors through the whole business rescue process, as well as engagement with the business rescue practitioner, would know what mistakes not to make. And one needs to look at what the statutory definition of financial distress is. And I mean, it's one of two things. You either, there's a reasonable likelihood that you won't be able to pay your debts in the ensuing 6 months. So that is commercial insolvency. So you need to make sure to avoid that, to make sure you've got enough working capital, you've got enough cash flow, the business operation will generate sufficient cash flow to make sure that you will be able to pay your debts as and when they fall due within the next 6 months. But the second leg of financial distress is where it's unlikely, or where it's more than reasonably likely, that a company will be insolvent in the ensuing 6 months. That's balance sheet insolvency. Assets less than liabilities. So when you do your forward planning, you must make sure that you do not find yourself in a situation where your liabilities in 6 months' time is going to exceed your assets.
Lucinda, just a final question then. Your area of expertise is dispute resolution. So what about the EQ side of all of this? In other words, dealing with the emotional side of coming out of business rescue, flying on your own again, and then running into all of those walls that you just outlined for me. That can lead to a lot of conflict within a company and with the business or rescue practitioner themselves.
No, of course. I mean, as I say, it's one of the most devastating things for a board of directors to have to concede that they were steering a ship that was or is sinking. Mm. And I think there's two sides of the story that needs to be looked at. And the one is for the directors to see this as a learning opportunity to make sure that coming out of rescue, they keep their finger on the pulse of what's going on with financial trends, socioeconomic trends, political trends, and just admitting that what they did in the past didn't work, but not go into a complete pessimism when it comes to forecasting and running the business, but to have that very, very fine balance going forward between the lessons learned in the past and balancing it against your economic circumstances that you are doing business in.
It is a very fine line to tread. Lucinda Rudy, thank you very much indeed for joining me tonight on Hot 102.7 Business from the law firm Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer.